Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. May I please have your zip code?
84070.
You said 84070.
84070.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Melanie Mountier.
Okay, the 84070, is that where the product was delivered to?
There, I did not order any product. There has been a charge on my account. I did not make that charge on my account. I just noticed it was done today.
Okay, I'm not located in an account with that particular zip code.
84070.
Yes, ma'am. I repeated it back to you twice.
I don't know. I called the number. This is the telephone number. Is this Deluxe Muscle Flex? Because that's the item that was cut, charged on my account. I did not charge that amount.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm trying to locate an account for you so I would be able to assist you. And I did not locate an account with that first and last name with that zip code. May I please have
a
telephone number?
Let me provide you the spelling of my name.
Sure.
That would be Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Mountier, M-O-U-N-T-E-E-R.
I do thank you for that. No, ma'am, I'm not locating an account with that first and last name either. Is this the only telephone number that was provided for you on your statement?
Yes.
And how much was the charge?
$79.
And what does it say next
That's
to the charge?
That's a lot to me. I live paycheck to paycheck.
Okay, ma'am. I'm trying to assist you with your account. What does it say next to the charge?
Deluxe Muscle Flex. I have never heard of this. This is 844-392-7775.
I don't know which number you dial because we service over 300 plus companies. So we have multiple 800 numbers, ma'am. So I don't know which number you dialed in today. Did you receive an email to let you know that?
That's the number I have on the account. That's the same number I dialed.
From the email, may I please have the email that you received? The email address?
I did not get an email. I got this as a charge on my debit card.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to establish an account to see if you had an account. Because with us, if you order the product, then you're going to receive an email. The last thing I can do, if you're saying that you're not the one that has done this, I would need the last four digits of the card and the first six.
5093 are the last four.
Okay, can I have the first six?
516501.
I do thank you for that. No, ma'am, you'd have to contact your financial institution. We don't have an account. Okay, allow me one moment. Let me try to see if I can look in another system to see, being that we do service.
Yeah, it could be one of these multiple companies you serve.
No, because when you contact us, we're a fulfillment center. So we handle different products for different customers. So that's why I said we service over 300 plus companies.
Mm-hmm. This could be one of those 300 plus companies you serve that
yes.
this charge was taken. They took the money out of my account today.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to see if I can.
That's a lot of money. I live paycheck to paycheck. I can't afford this.
Okay, can I have the last four digits of the card again?
5093.
And the first six?
I don't want to provide that again.
I'm trying. I'm not doing anything with your card, ma'am. I don't need the whole card number. I don't need your expiration date, and I don't need the CVV number.
516501. I don't want to repeat it.
Yes, ma'am. I have 516501.
Yep.
Okay,
and if
I've
you're not able to find anything,
no,
can I speak with your supervisor?
They will ask you the same questions that I'm asking you, and I would have to pull up an account. Okay, I've located an account, and for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
9352 South 455 West, Sandy, Utah, 84070.
Is that a unit 31?
Yeah.
Okay, I do. Thank you for that. And I've located an account for the earbuds. It looks as though this product was initially ordered on January 10th. You were charged $5.99. And if you didn't call in to cancel and make arrangements to send it back, then you were billed for it.
What was the item? I didn't buy anything for Muscle Flex.
Well, the name that's on the statement, that's not the name of the company that's charging you. That's just the merchant. All companies have merchants that they use to debit customers' credit and debit cards. So that's...
Is this going to be an ongoing charge?
No, ma'am, it's not.
It's just... Okay. I don't know what this item was. Never heard of this company.
Yes, ma'am.
And you couldn't provide any details.
I did.
On
I just told you.
Can be.
I did.
But you don't know what it could be.
No, I just told you what it was. I told you it's earbuds. I said that it was ordered on January 10th. You were charged $5.99 for shipping and handling.
I was offered that free. That
was
one of those survey things where they offer you free. It said just pay shipping and handling, and that was $5.99.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it's basically try before you buy. So if you didn't call to cancel and make arrangements to get the product sent back, you were billed for it. So that's why you see that charge.
That is nowhere in the explanation of it. Okay. I don't know who I need to contact about this charge then. And who to send this back to. I wasn't even, when I got the earbuds in the mail, I didn't even know what the heck they were or what they were for. And I wasn't given any return packaging. So is there something I can do to get my money back?
Unfortunately, the charge is valid. We don't take the product back because your trial has concluded.
But if this wasn't in anywhere, it just said we're sending this free, no cost to you. Nowhere in the directions or product information did it indicate we will charge you this amount later.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize, but within our terms and conditions, we do express that if you don't call to cancel, that the same card provided will be the same card charged the end of the trial fee without any further authorization.
and there's no way I can just return them.
No.
For a refund on this amount that I was fraudulently charged, there was nowhere in the directions or anything specifying that I would be charged this amount.
Yes, ma'am. What it is within the terms and conditions, I do apologize. Well, what I can do is, no, ma'am, we wouldn't be able to process any refunds on this.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, ma'am.